Good morning, friends.
Good morning.
Welcome to the worship of God at Wallingford Presbyterian Church, and thanks for spending some of your 4th of July week with us this day. I know that a lot of our folks are traveling and either to and from with a holiday coming up, and we certainly need to keep them in our prayers and wish them traveling mercies, but I'm glad that you are here. I'll remind you that there's towards the center aisle, there are black friendship pew pads, and invite you to sign those and share them with others sitting in the pew with you. And this is our first Sunday of the month, so we celebrate July birthdays. Where are our July birthdays? We've got a lot of July birthdays. So in the bulletin is our words, slightly different than what you're used to, but sung to the same tune. And I invite you to share birthday wishes to all of our July birthdays. John? And you might notice that Liz is not playing the piano. We welcome John Conahan. While Liz is on vacation for most of the month of July, John will be with us. And Liz has invited a number of different friends to come and share anthems with us. I think you'll recognize the person who'll be singing the anthem today. I'm pretty sure that you will. Anyways, we're fortunate to have you here, John, and friends, the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. So, what shall we bring to the Lord as we come together, as we are gathered by God in this place? What are the things that we bring that we should offer in thanksgiving and joy as we begin our service? What should I include in the opening prayer today, you think?
Family
unity. Say?
Family unity.
Family unity? Yeah. That the meals, the single that what we can do in a matter of hours can affect hundreds of people in a land far away. As the meals we prepared here are on their way to Zambia. What else?
Safe travels.
Safe travels.
Good friendship.
Listen, the air does not work in my office. So I have experienced that this morning. No, but seriously, people for whom this heat wave will really be troublesome and will put them in jeopardy and in difficult times. Yes? Peace in the world, strength for our country. It's the 4th of July. I think we need to pray for our nation. We need to pray for our president. We need to pray for our congressmen and senators at all levels, from Nether Providence Township to the federal government, right? Part of what we celebrate on the 4th of July is this sense, this experiment that was started in light of the civilized world, not all that long ago, that we are continue to struggle with, to try to make better. I know I've promised you that I was going to preach on the separation of church and state and on Romans. In fact, I had every intention to do that. I'm not doing that today. I'm not ready. I started reading again and reminding myself of what John Calvin has to say about the place of church and state. And I want to share some of that with you, and I'm not ready for it. And I think it's going to surprise a lot of you about where we as Presbyterians come from and what's a part of our DNA in terms of that question. So that won't be next week, but I'm hoping I probably won't get a whole lot of reading done on the mission trip. But I'm hoping the week after we can address that. So it's a time of celebration, and I know that many of you will be going to picnics and joining families and friends, and I'd like for you to take a moment to reflect in the midst of the celebrations who we are as a Christian community and as Christians, and who God calls us to be in the midst of the world and the reality in which we live. Let's pray. Gracious God, thank you for this opportunity to be gathered with friends, brothers and sisters on the journey of faith and discipleship. Thank you for the presence of your Son, Jesus Christ, in our lives, who directs us, who inspires us, who teaches us, who gives us hope, who teaches us about faith, who challenges us, and more than anything else, who loves us beyond our imagination, loves us more than we love ourselves, loves our neighbors, loves our world. We gather today to pray, to keep silent, to sing, to rejoice, to stand, to sit, to listen. But most of all, we gather because you have gathered us in, like a hen gathers her chicks, to come here, to come to your table, to be reminded and to remember of the grace and the love poured out for us. So be with us, Lord. Send your Holy Spirit. Let your Spirit be in our midst as together we worship. Amen.
Please stand in body or spirit and in love and join me in the call to worship. Let us sing praises to God.
Yes,
we give thanks for God's love in Jesus Christ. Our loving God clothes us with strength and with joy. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. God's mercies are from everlasting to everlasting. They are new every morning. Sing praises to God. Let us worship God.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies.
And now is the time for young disciples, so any children may come forward now.
I'm going to invite the youth group to come forward too on a mission trip. Come on.
We're actually talking about mission, so it would be perfect.
Come be a kid.
Hi.
Go ahead.
Welcome, everybody. Wow, it's so full up here. This is great. So today I brought some props, and since there's two of you, I might even see if one of you would like to wear the hat and one of you want to wear the gloves. Anybody feel like it for the moment? All right, well, I'll wear it then. All right, here we go. Okay, so brought these in today. So what are these things? What's this? Gloves. But what?
Are they winter gloves or?
Are they work gloves? What kind of gloves? Work gloves. So what do you do with work gloves? Anybody know? What are some of the kinds of activities you'd put these on for? Digging up stuff, yeah. Any other ideas?
Construction.
Or construction. Yeah, I heard that too. Absolutely. So we got some work gloves here. And what's this? We got a hat, right? What does this protect you from? Probably the sun, right? When you're working outside, when you're sweating and everything, it kind of...
So these are
essentials for if you're working on a job site. And so we're actually... we got our team right here. I was going to send... to give them high fives, but we actually have our whole team right here, and we're going for a week of work. We might not be wearing these exact gloves and hats and everything, but we're going to be working all week. It's pretty cool, right? So this is our high schoolers, and this week we're going to be going to West Virginia, and we're going to be working all week. But why would we go down and
dig up
gardens randomly or do construction? Why would we do that? We wouldn't do that, right? Do you have any idea, maybe a wild guess as to why we maybe would go somewhere else and just do some work? Do some maybe heavy lifting, anything like that? Yes, people in need, right? That we don't just work for work's sake, but when we work, we do it to help others. And why do we do that? Do you have any idea about why maybe we would go somewhere else and go out of our way to help others in need? To make them feel
loved, right? Because God loves us so
much that we go out and do that for other people, right? And it's a good feeling all around. And it just really shows how God can be at work through us in the world. And it's a really cool thing. So stay tuned, because it could be, in the next several years that you guys could be going on a trip like this. It's going to be really exciting. So thanks so much for being here. Okay, we're going to close in prayer. How's that sound? God, thank you so much for the opportunities that you give us to serve, not only far away, but even in our own community and even in our own households. We pray that you would be with us and teach us to be better disciples of you and better servants, and help us to seek ways where we can show your love to others. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks, everybody. Take a seat.
Thank you, guys.
Friends in Christ, God is always ready to forgive us all the ways we fail to live in faithfulness. Relying on that mercy, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Loving
and merciful God, trusting you does not always come easy when each day we are faced with the ugliness of the world.
Sometimes it's hard to believe in
and to live your reality that love conquers fear. We are not convinced that power comes in weakness. We cannot conceive how you could ever heal us.
Forgive our lack of faith, O God, and renew our trust in you, for we would be disciples of Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen. If the Lord kept count of all our sins, who could stand? But with God there is forgiveness, and with Christ there is peace. Thanks be to God. Body of Christ, sisters and brothers, what shall we do in response to God's forgiveness?
As God's own people, we will be merciful in action, kindly in heart, humble in mind, always ready to forgive as freely as God has forgiven us. And above everything else, we will be loving and never forget to be thankful for what Christ has done for us. Amen.
Let us pray. Holy God, by the power of your Spirit, speak your word to us. Show us who you are and who you are calling us to be, for the sake of your Son and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So as I mentioned earlier, I won't be preaching from the passage from Romans this morning. I'm going back to the scripture that was for this Sunday, which is from the Gospel according to Mark, a passage which I think many of you will find familiar. So I read from chapter 5 of the Gospel of Mark, starting at verse 21 through 43. And I invite you to listen for the Word of God. When Jesus had crossed again in the boat to the other side, a great crowd gathered around him, and he was by the lake. When one of the leaders of the synagogue named Jairus came, and when he saw him, fell at his feet and begged him repeatedly, "My little daughter is at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her so that she may be made well and live." So he went with him. And a large crowd followed him and pressed in on him. Now, there was a woman who had been suffering from hemorrhages for 12 years. She had endured much under many physicians and had spent all that she had, and she was no better, but rather grew worse. She had heard about Jesus and came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak. For she said, "If I touch his clothes, I will be made well." Immediately her hemorrhage stopped, and she felt in her body that she was healed of her disease. Immediately aware that power had gone forth from him, Jesus turned about in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" And his disciples said to him, "You see the crowd pressing in on you? How can you say who touched me?" He looked all around to see who had done it. But the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came in fear and trembling, fell down before him, and told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease." While he was still speaking, some people came from the leader's house to say, "Your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any further?" But overhearing what they said, Jesus said to the leader of the synagogue, "Do not fear, only believe." He allowed no one to follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they came to the house of the leader of the synagogue, he saw a commotion, people weeping and wailing loudly. When he had entered, he said to them, "Why do you make a commotion and weep? The child is not dead, but sleeping." And they laughed at him. Then he put them all outside and took the child's father and mother and those who were with him and went in where the child was. He took her by the hand and said to her, "Talitha kum," which means, "Little girl, get up." And immediately the girl got up and began to walk about. She was 12 years of age. At this, they were overcome with amazement. He strictly ordered them that no one should know this and told them to give her something to eat. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Oh, wow.
I was just going to say a few words about our mission trip that's coming up this week, and then in a moment I'll be inviting up all of our participants. But this is a special day because we'll be commissioning our whole team to go to Roncevarte, West Virginia. Not sure if I'm saying that right. But we'll be going there from July 1st through 7th, and we'll be doing all kinds of mission work. We'll be doing something different every day. From working at a tutoring program, possibly for underprivileged kids, to working at a food bank, possibly an animal shelter. They'll kind of determine our work day-to-day there, and also working on houses if they have the opportunity. So we'll get a different taste of what mission looks like a little bit every day and get the opportunity to discuss that with each other at night, which will be exciting. So, and now I'd like to welcome up our team. So our team consists of our participants first. We have Zoe Andrews, Maddie Johnston, Gabe Lehman, Eva Switala, Yvonne Yokoyama, and Noelle Petherbridge. And we have two others who are joining us, actually meeting us in West Virginia. We have a leader, Wynn Edelman, and also a participant, her daughter, Sarah Hammes. Oh, and Miles Kojal, come on up. Sorry about that. So we have all of those, and then we also have Francois and I are coming as leaders as well. And so this is our group right here, plus Wynn and Sarah will be meeting us. But we're really excited for a great week of mission. So, yeah. There are different gifts, but the same Spirit who gives them. There are different ways of serving God, but it is the same Lord who is served. Each one of us is given a gift by the Spirit to use for the common good. Together, we are the body of Christ and individually members of the body of Christ.
Friends, I present to you those who will represent this congregation in the youth group mission trip to West Virginia. To the leaders, mission workers, I present to you the people who have been and will continue to support you. They believe your mission is important.
Friends, do you accept the responsibility of representing this congregation in doing the work of our Lord in West Virginia? If so, respond, I will with God. Will you work to exemplify Christ's teachings by loving one another and by translating Christ's message with excitement and care? Turning strangers to friends and friends to brothers and sisters. If so, respond, I will with God's help. Will you serve in this special work with energy, intelligence, imagination, and love, treasuring your experiences as opportunities to teach and to grow? If so, respond, I will with God's help.
And to all of you sitting there, do you, the members and friends of Wallingford Presbyterian Church, accept these people as missionaries, chosen to extend our Christian love and concern to others? If so, answer, I do.
I do.
Will you support them with your prayers during their venture and with your interest upon their return, recognizing their special contribution to the work of the church and their mission as your own? If so, answer, I will.
Let us pray. Gracious God, present our hopes for these specially commissioned this day. In every age, you have chosen servants to speak your word in unique and special and various ways. We thank you for these people whom you have called to serve you. Give them each special gifts to do their special work. Fill them with the Holy Spirit so that they may accept all they confront and be faithful and joyful in their task. Bring them safely home, and then let their experience further enrich us so that we too may better serve you.
And you all didn't bring your bulletins, so you can't say this little thing in here. So I will say it for you. Let us pray. Creator God, now give us strength and wisdom and love to work for our Lord Jesus Christ as we serve others on our mission trip. Amen. You are now commissioned by this, your home congregation. Go forth doing everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God through Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Can we stand and sing hymn number 498, Loaves Were Broken? And let's sing, let me find it first. Let's sing the first and the fourth verse.
Let us pray. Holy God, may this meal inspire and strengthen us to love you, each other, and this world, until Christ comes again and brings all things to their fulfillment. All glory and honor are yours, Holy One, through Christ, in the Spirit, now and always. Amen.
friends, go from this place knowing that you have been touched by the love and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Be instruments and ambassadors of that love and grace in every place where you mind yourself, where you may find yourself this week. And be willing to be surprised by the touch of God. Go in peace. The Lord be with you.